And talking to you, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
He's talking.
He is the good news.
A Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily
the News.
Break
it down.
News how you want it and when you want it. As long as you want it. Pretty much right now.
Let's start right out.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened?
Hey, Facebook Livers, you crazy hangsters. Streaming live as it continues to grow population-wise and comment-wise on the Hank Facebook page. We'll have him on at 7:47, and that'll be his Trump date. But in the midst of running Venezuela as a side hustle and maybe bombing Iran yet again and trying to take over Greenland, and then Hegseth just rolling around everywhere. President Trump revealed that he has yet to watch all of the new documentary that is coming out, only a few weeks away from its release, about his wife, First Lady Melania. Amazon's behind this, reportedly paid $40 million to fund the project, which promises unprecedented access to the First Lady in the 20 days before Trump's second presidential inauguration. It was a full-on movie of the whole thing, but Trump yesterday said, quote, "I've seen pieces of it, and it's incredible. It's going to do very well," continuing with a quote. "She did a book, and the book was a big number one, and this movie seems to be captivating a lot of people. It's very good." But he hasn't seen all of it yet. We will have him on with his full movie review at 7:47
really?
Today.
Oh,
there
fantastic.
You go. I'm sure that'll go right.
Mm-hmm. So Henry Winkler is still going strong at the age of 80. He's got two new shows and the same great attitude. Always humble, he speaks out about his first appearance after hitting it big on the set of Happy Days. He hopped on a red-eye flight after a long day on the set, then headed in to beautiful Little Rock, Arkansas, KB, and was shocked at what he saw.
So now I have to leave the set of Happy Days, get a plane at about 11 o'clock at night, fly across the country, land in Little Rock, and as I got off the plane in the middle of the night, there was like a party going on. And I said to the stewardess, I said, you know, I think there's a party. I'd rather not walk through somebody else's party. Is there another way around? She said, I think that's for you.
Look, everyone in Little Rock came out to party. Isn't that sweet? Yeah, you can look for the Fonz on Hazardous History on the History Channel. And is also producing and starring in a new comedy called Last Chance Lawyer.
He could have just taken the train through Malvern. And there's not a dang party to be seen anywhere, trust me.
I'm surprised nobody came out to celebrate you.
It's going to be a big party, and not far from now, we are just a month and a couple of days away from the Daytona 500. Oh, yes. The stock show will wrap, and then that next weekend, I believe, it will be the Daytona 500, February 15th, and Miranda Lambert will be part of the festivities. She will be taking over the pre-race concert, so they made that announcement during the Eagles 49ers game on Fox, which will also carry the race. And also in music news, Tennessee Whiskey, Chris Stapleton's version, is the first ever country song to go what they deem in the business as double diamond.
Oh.
So if you sell 10 million units, you're a diamond.
Uh-huh.
If you go 20 million, you're double diamond.
Whoa.
And there's pretty much only about a handful of songs that have ever done that. No other country song has. What's pretty wild is that it peaked at number 20 when it was on the chart and was not even close to being a number one. So, of course,
take that. See?
That would be the fault of the Dallas stations at the time. So
Ozzy was never a poster child for clean living. And one woman, she knows this better than almost anyone. That would be his longtime compadre, love, Sharon Osbourne, who has filed a trademark application for a new line of alcohol in honor of the Prince of Darkness. Covers wine, spirits, beer. Critics are not impressed, primarily because he battled addiction for many, many years. Some say it's turning pain into profit.
But it's got some good alcohol content,
I was gonna say,
right there. The Osbournes think it works. You can bring pretty much anything. This upcoming on Monday, it will be Cinemark Theaters' Bring Your Own Bucket promotion. They've done this for the past couple of years. Plano-based movie theater chain. And what you can do, National Popcorn Day is Monday. And for $5, you can bring any large container that you want, and they will fill it up with popcorn. And in the past, you've seen trash cans, ice chests, pretty much. Well, you know what? We can I mean, fill that need out of it at your own risk.
Say for crying out loud. So if you love someone on the spectrum, this will be exciting news as Mattel has launched a brand new Barbie with autism. The doll comes with headphones and a fidget spinner, which can be a great source of relief to those who may be neurodiverse. It also features shifting eyes and articulated limbs. Advocates for the autism community understandably pleased about all this. The neurological conditions affects about 1 in 31 children in America, but boys are much more heavily represented, about 4 times the rate of females. So it's pretty exciting.
There you go, Mattel. They also created something I identify with back with the He-Man figures from many years ago.
He is the master of the universe.
I have the power. And if you want to see her, according to her, you'll have to go quite a ways. Britney Spears has vowed that she will never perform in the United States again.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, she's said that. Says it's because of, quote, extremely sensitive reasons. And didn't elaborate on that. But she hopes to perform outside the U.S. soon. Never to perform inside the States again. So really, she's doing ISIS job for us. And then Elon Musk says he wants full custody of his son, the one he had with Ashley St. Clair. But Ms. St. Clair's plans to make it kind of difficult by demanding that Elon pick the kid out of a lineup first.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.